You're wonderful.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us this morning at Grace Ranch. Dear Lord, we just come before you. We just ask, Lord, that you open our hearts and our minds, that you bring the words to us that we need to hear, Lord, that you show us the meanings, that we can join with you. And we thank you for coming together to be with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I lift up my soul unto thee, O Lord. Do I lift up my soul?
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer. All right. I'd like to turn over to Romans chapter 3. I'm going to start at verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. In our flesh, we cannot be righteous. Our flesh does everything in its power to keep us from seeking God. But we need to see the truth. We need to hear the truth, no matter how it affects us. Let's go on here. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are their way, and the way of peace they not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. When you think about yourself, do you resemble any of these? Is there times that the ways of the world or from other people drags you down into these places that we just read about here? It takes you away from wanting to know God. It takes you away from wanting to follow Jesus Christ. Happens. Happens more times than not. That's the reason why we have to turn to the Word. It's the reason that we need the Word of God brought into our lives daily. It's the reason that we need to stay as focused as possible on Jesus Christ. so that these things do not tear us away, so these things do not act on our feelings. If you ever notice, so many of the things of the world are totally based on your feelings. Why? Why are they based on your feelings? Well, nobody wants to feel bad about themselves. Everybody wants to feel good about themselves. And that's what the world uses every day. They use these different things out there to make you feel good about yourself. And unfortunately, there's so many churches out there that are only going to tell you what's going to make you feel good about yourself. We don't do that here. The Lord has put people in charge to ground us, to bring us back, to turn us back to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. All we have to do is listen to them and follow their counsel and not follow the counsel of the world or of friends or of family or any other outside influence that works on your feelings. We know words have power. So which words should be coming out of your mouth? Should yours be the ones in verse 14 whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness? Or should your voice, when you speak, be giving out peace, grace, and mercy? People get upset sometimes. That's fine. Their feelings get hurt sometimes. That's fine too. It's what they do with it afterwards that makes the difference. Do they acknowledge that they were wrong? Some do. The biggest difference is almost all the people that are in this ministry, that are in positions of authority, if it happens to them, they come back to you and apologize. They come back to you and say, I was wrong. Because there is none that the Lord will not correct if they are His. We are His. All of us here have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. All of us have received one, two, or all three baptisms. We are His. Praise God. Praise God for grace. Because none of us can earn it. There is nothing that we can do at all to earn grace. It is His free gift that we do not deserve. And He gives it freely. Can you receive it? Can you lay aside all of the other junk and garbage out there and receive His grace into your life? Do you want His grace? It's simple. Follow His word. His word is true. Jesus Christ loves you and only wants the absolute best for you. When things come against you and hit your feelings, ask yourself why. Why is that affecting me this way? Stand up to it. If you have to, get angry at it. And then give it to Jesus. And thank Jesus. But you have to give it to Him. You have to give it up. You cannot hang on to it. There's no time machines. You can't go back and erase it. You can't go back and do things differently. But you can accept the responsibility and say, I was wrong. Forgive me, Jesus. And it's done. It's over with. And for anyone that is listening out there, it's available to you too. It's available to every person that wants it. None of us have to go without it. But God gave you free will, so you can choose. Nobody can make that choice or that decision for you. That decision, that day, when you stand before Jesus Christ in judgment, will either be, enter in, good and faithful servant, or it'll be, get thee away from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. Which do you choose? Amen.
Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on a rock and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your house on a rock and it shall stand. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your life on the Lord and it shall stand. Love it. Let us love one another. Love is of God, and everyone in heaven is born of God. And knoweth God, even loveth not. Knoweth not
God, for God is love. So, beloved, let us love one another, 1 John 4:7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another. Love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So, beloved, let us love one another, 1 John 4:7 and 8. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, all most high. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, all most high. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved.
To my feet and a light unto my path.
Praise God. Lord Jesus, we just come before you and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for being with us every day. We thank you for walking with us as we go out into this world. And we thank you, Lord, for your words, for your encouragement, for your wisdom, and for your helping us to stand. We thank you for all these things. And we humble ourselves before you. In Jesus' name, amen.